Welcome back to the Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. Well, this is a huge deal for the municipality of Clare, the Society Vieille Maison Association. They are in a big competition right now, and here to tell us about that is the secretary of the board of directors of the society. We have Dan Robichaud on the line this morning. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, you were telling me before we went on the air that this has gone absolutely viral. And we're going to get into all these details and what this competition is all about, first of all. But for those who don't know, can you tell us a bit about the Society Vieille Maison and what it is and what's needed there?
Well, the Vieille Maison is a museum in Metagen. It's right on the main road. It's hard to miss. It's part of the Metagen skyline. It's really defining building on our big city skyline. And it's a museum about Acadian culture and the settlers who came back from exile. It is one of the most well-preserved post-exile structures in Canada, and that's sort of like backed up by science and studies. And about 20 years ago, it fell into legal limbo. Let's put it like that, where ownership of the parcel had defaulted to a whole group, a whole consortium in the U.S. And that made a situation that made it absolutely impossible to intervene and to continue to operate the museum. So for the last 20 years, our little treasure on the Metagen metropolis skyline has been sitting padlocked and decaying. And our group in the last 2 years has worked to resolve the legal limbo and put ourselves in a position where we can actually intervene and do some conservation on the house. And that last summer, with the application of the big, huge Acadian flag tarp that can almost be seen from Yarmouth.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of people have noticed that. What's been the reaction to that from the community?
It was definitely a wake-up call when we were able to put the tarp there and say, you know, we're organized enough at this point that we exist, we're real, there's bank accounts, there's fundraising, and now here's carpenters on the roof waterproofing the house so we can at least prevent damage from continuing to occur. And there's been a lot of enthusiasm around that throughout the summer since we've put that tarp. But then obviously since the last month, we've been completely sidetracked, hoping we become Canada's next great save.
The next great save. And that's where I'm going next with this. This is a huge deal. What is the next great save and how were you able to apply for it?
The Next Great Save is a program by the National Trust for Canada. It is the second year of operation. They've had similar programs before, but it's the first time that it's sort of in this Hockeyville format, let's put it that way. The format is more similar to the large televised competitions like Canadian Idol or Hockeyville or those things that we're a little bit more familiar with. So that is the great save. It's an online competition where people get to vote. And there are 10 sites in Canada of historic character who are vying for a single prize of $50,000. And let me tell you, $50,000 fixes our little house in Metagen, and it even gives us enough to help with the first year's programming, which would coincide with the World Acadian Congress. So we have our eyes on stepping our game for that, too.
And this is the only nominee for the Next Great Save in Nova Scotia. I see there's one or two here in New Brunswick. But if so, you're encouraging probably not just the local community, but all of Nova Scotia to get involved in this and support this initiative.
Absolutely. I think it is something that Nova Scotia needed. The timing is right. We've had, you know, a drab few years with all the pandemic restrictions. We're right in the blue of winter right now. And here's this super exciting thing that affects all of Nova Scotia. It means a lot for conservation and saving built heritage in Nova Scotia, far beyond what the little house in Metagen is. And we really want all Nova Scotians to help put the museum back on the map, but really to benefit from this exciting month of marathon East Coast versus West Coast. And I really think we actually have a chance of taking this one home. And it would be a source of pride for Nova Scotia. Absolutely.
I noticed when things like this happen, and if you remember a few years ago, I think it was probably 10 years ago, that Yarmouth was in the Hockeyville competition, like you said, and Yarmouth finished top five in the nation, which was absolutely huge. People here really get behind initiatives like this. And you were telling me before we went on the air that their support has been beyond your wildest dreams and beyond your imagination.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's only the second year the competition exists in this form. We've been completely overwhelmed with how quickly it got big and viral. Our team, the team in Ottawa, the National Trust as well, they just can't comprehend. In the first 5 days of voting, more votes came in this year than in 5 weeks of competition last year. That's how big it got quickly. So we're astounded sometimes at seeing some of the online reactions or seeing how far comments are coming from. It's keeping us on our toes.
Well, it's something, like you said, that people are really getting behind. It means a lot to the history and the Acadian culture and preserving that, certainly. And you talked about the big Congre Mondial that's coming in 2024 as well. So I know a lot of people would love to visit La Vielle Maison during that. And this Vielle Maison, like you said, it's one of the most well-preserved post-exile Acadian homesteads in Canada. So this is obviously a really, really big deal to get repaired.
Absolutely. We're in a community that is losing built heritage. Not going to beat around the bush. We've got some big buildings that we're not going to be able to save. And that is absolutely tragic. It's not my place to comment on those particular projects. But then when we look at the VA Maison and we look at, the amount of money that's really needed to step in and save it is not particularly that much compared to, maybe some of the ones that we can't intervene to save. And it's one of those things that all we have to do is just persist and persevere a little bit. And if it costs $25,000 to put a roof on it, well, dear Lord, we can raise that in a community like this, especially that, Southwest Nova Scotia remembers Hockeyville. They know what it is. That, we have to galvanize everybody around this cause and vote every day.
And the voting can take place every day for sure. And you mentioned the top prize is $50,000. So what are some of the biggest needs for that building, for that $50,000 if it's won?
Well, there's about $25,000 to $27,000 just the pure construction that has to happen. The roof has to be redone. And that said, it's important to know because it is a registered historic property, we don't have liberty to just use the cheapest materials or modern materials. We have to have regulatory approval for even the renovations we're doing. So we're actually going to fix conservation gone wrong in the 1980s, and we're going to redo a few things that were, let's say, not done to the current standards. We're actually going to do that to correct some of the errors in the past, put a roof on it, fix a few of the all wood doors and sashes, of course. There's a couple of masonry issues. But generally speaking, the house is quite solid, and it is nearly a turnkey museum. If only we can put a roof on it.
Well, we're certainly excited to see, what could be done there if things are going well. Are you able to tell on the voting right now how things are going as far as, where you stand right now?
Well, we're in the top two. There is right now, as we're speaking, 66 votes difference between the top, the leader, and us. Yesterday we had taken the lead. We held the lead actually for about 48 hours with about 600 votes. It's very interesting watching how time zones are affecting what's happening in the results. We're able to catch up in the mornings when the West is still sleeping, but then come 11 o'clock noon, when the West starts to wake up, we see their votes increase and catch up to us. So there's a very interesting dynamic of East Coast versus West Coast. And in that respect, it really is something that should interest every Nova Scotian, especially in the Southwest.
Absolutely. And with the, like you said, the Congre Model that's coming here, so many people are going to be in our region for that, and you know they'll want to visit it for sure. So, like you said, you have that in mind, too. How excited are you to for, you know, this area to host that huge event?
The Acadian Congress, you know, it's such a big event that it really saturates the whole tourism industry for that entire season. It's the flagship event. And that really is part of the motivation. The museum closed just before the Congress came to the southwest of Nova Scotia last time, 20 years ago. And it would be a shame to miss such a big event about people from away coming to learn about their roots and not be able to open that door and just show them something that's so visceral to Acadian history, almost like Grand Pré is. So it's a big part of the motivation. We know that that big Congrès Mondial freight train is coming, and boy, we want to be ready for it with a world-class attraction.
And like you said, Dan, I think there's something to be said about actually being able to go into one of these buildings that was used by the Acadians in the 1700s and get to see, you know, what their life looked like. So that's absolutely huge for somebody that's coming, especially someone to learn about the Acadian culture, right?
Well, I mean, there's been such an progression of technology in the last 40 years that we forget very simple things like, you know, the first settlers that came back, how they cooked, a lot of the cooking was done perhaps in a communal outdoor oven or inside the house around an open hearth. There was no cast iron stove. There was no wood range. So even being able to show simple details of life back then, you know, in the middle of August, they were trying to cook on an open hearth in the middle of the four-room house. It's eye-opening, and it is the house does date older than most of the assets in the museums we have around the Acadian culture. So we're really proud of that too.
And I can remember being a kid, I grew up in the Valley, and we always took a class trip, like you mentioned, to a place like Grand Pré. And, you know, you learn the story about Evangeline, and you get to tour those areas and all the history that that they have. So when you look at this and, you know, to get this building back up and running, what will that mean for the local education, you know, of it as well? I mean, a lot of, you know, schools in the CSAP would love to, and beyond, Tri-County as well, would love to be able to tour this building, I'm sure.
You hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, I mean, I'm from a generation where when I was in grade two, I'm part of 20 years of kids that did their grade two class field trip to La Vieille Maison. And that was all the CSAP schools in the area did that, and even a few other schools. And if we were good little Acadians on our grade two school trip, well, the next year they would pack us all in a bus and bring us to Fort Anne in Port Royal, right? And generations of school kids learned about Acadian history with those two particular school trips. So that is, you know, a big, big driving force is to return that learning tool to the community. To be able to have regular school trips coming in and not just the grade two students. I mean, there's a great interest even from universities to research what's there.
Yep,
it's a world-class learning tool, no doubt.
And it's right in your backyard, which is fantastic, right in Matagan. So yeah, we love to see that, and we love to hear that it's being worked on for sure. So with this next Great Save competition, let's get into the details on how we can vote and how many times a day we can vote, those types of things. I'm sure people that haven't heard about it are eager to know, how can we do it?
So one way is to go to the National Trust website and follow the links to Great Save. Another way is to go to the lavieillemaison.ca website, follow the big yellow button on the top. We're pretty easy to find because of there's been a lot of viral activity going on in the last few days. So if you ask Google where to find us, it'll take you right there too. You can vote every day for until the 20th of February. You can vote from anywhere. So if you have listeners from the USA or France or anywhere else, those folks can vote also. And we appreciate your vote. And we'll find out on the 23rd of February exactly who the winner is.
Well, we are excited to hear who that winner is going to be. Like you said, it's a pretty tight competition between you and another area right now. So we'll see how that progresses over the next, less than a month now until we find out who the winner is. And we will also post a link to our website, cjls.com, as well to get those votes on for.
You know, it really got bigger than community versus community. It is East Coast versus West Coast. we hope everybody gets together and galvanizes an effort to drive those votes every day.
Yes, indeed. Make sure you make it part of your day. I know everyone gets up and checks social media first thing in the morning, right? So drop that vote, right, for Lavielle Maison. We love to hear it. Dan Robichaux, the secretary of the society, Lavielle Maison in Matagan, and trying to win Canada's next Great Save competition. You can vote every single day. National Trust for Canada's website, lavielmaison.ca as well. You can check that out. And eventually we will post a link on our CJLS website as well. So, Dan, thank you so much for your time. And we want to wish you the best of luck and the committee as well in making sure that you can bring this home for Matagan and for this area.
All right. Thank you.
And the Weekender returns in a moment on Y95.